Within the pages of the Bible are the answers to man's most pressing needs. As you listen to the following message, you're encouraged to write down the scripture reference as they are given and accept only what you can read for yourself from your own Bible. If you wish, you're also welcome to tape record this entire presentation for future study. All quotations are taken from the King James Version of the Bible unless otherwise indicated. This is Bible Call Tape number 56. Why should you plan to go to heaven? If you don't have plans to go to heaven, then you're living only for this life and are of all persons most to be pitied. The Bible identifies you as one without Christ, having no hope and without God in the world. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 12. It means that you are traveling the broad road that leads to destruction. And Jesus said the majority are going that way. Read Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. It means that you will go to hell when you die to suffer eternal punishment. Please read 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 through 9. Should this happen, it will be by your own choice and not the will of your Creator. For the Apostle Peter wrote that he doesn't want any to perish, but desires all to come to repentance. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. Or as Paul expressed it, God desires that we come to a knowledge of the truth and be saved. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 4. It is true that the thought of eternal punishment is very distasteful and even unacceptable to many people. But remember, we're not dealing in human speculation, but with the Word of God. The Apostle talks about those who will perish because they fail to receive the love of the truth so as to be saved. In 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 10, then you should plan to go to heaven so as to assure that this will not happen to you. You should plan to go to heaven in order to guarantee your reward of eternal life. Paul talked of this in writing to Titus as follows. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, in hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began. Titus 1, verses 1 and 2. This is God's promise to his people. Peter described it as a living hope, an imperishable inheritance that does not fade away. These are his words. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to his abundant mercy hath given us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. You should plan to go to heaven because there you will be in the presence of royal company forever. God, Christ, the Holy Spirit, along with God's people will be there. David wrote, "The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven." Psalms chapter 11 and verse 4. You should again plan to go to heaven because there won't be any suffering, tears, mourning, crying, pain, and death there. The Apostle John, who penned the book of Revelation, tells us that God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. Revelation chapter 21, verse 4. If there were no other reason for going to heaven, this should be sufficient. You should plan to go to heaven because no one grows old nor ages there. The Lord says, "Behold, I make all things new." Revelation 21 and verse 5. In heaven, nothing decays nor ages, for time does not pass there. Here we grow old. The lines and wrinkles form. Our teeth decay. Our eyes grow dim. And in time, our bodies begin to draw over. But not so in heaven. You should plan to go to heaven because the toils, the sweat, the drudgery, and the unpleasant tasks of this life will not continue there. The Lord had John write, "Blessed are the dead which die the Lord forth. Yes, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them." Revelation chapter 14, verse 13. The thought of going to a place where none of these things are present appeals to me, and I hope it does to you. You should plan to go to heaven because it is one place where perfect love will never cease to exist. Our faith will be swallowed up in sight, and our hope will fade into reality. But love will continue right on. This is what Paul had in mind when he wrote, "But now abideth faith, hope, and love, these three. And the greatest of these is love." 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13, quoted from the American Standard Version. Allow me to warn you in closing that no one will go to heaven by accident. If you and I make it, it will be by deliberate design, planning, and choice on our part. Jesus said, "Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven." Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. The Father's will is spelled out for us in the New Testament. I urge you to study it with diligence. Thank you for calling Bible Call. This is the end of this message.
The message you heard was brought to you by...